麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很开心你今天收听天路导向。
And we look forward to hearing from you.
我们也很希望能够收到你写来的信件、电邮，或者去到我们良友电台的网站 www.liangyou.net 那里。
We have been going through a series of messages from the book of Acts.
我们这段时间所讲的是《使徒行传》里面的系列信息。
And I want to begin by telling you a historical incident.
让我先跟你讲一件历史的事件。
It is a well-known story.
这个故事呢，很多人都认识的，不过可能中国的听众朋友呢，比较少听到。
And it happened in the medieval times.
而这件事是发生在中古世纪，大概公元十一世纪的。
When St. Thomas Aquinas was visiting the Vatican.
圣多马阿圭那去到梵蒂冈拜访的时候，多马阿圭那呢，就是讲那个五路论证神学的一个的著名的学者和神学家。
He was given the red carpet treatment.
他是受到红地毡式的热烈欢迎啊。
He was shown some of the priceless treasures of the Vatican.
啲人带咗佢去睇梵蒂冈里面无价嘅珍宝。
He was bedazzled by the enormity of the wealth of the Vatican.
佢见到梵蒂冈嘅巨大财富，让到佢眼花缭乱。
And at the end of his visit,
但系当佢结束访问嘅时候
，still bedazzled with this fabulous wealth.
他仍然被那些华丽的财宝搞到头晕眼花。
A senior clergyman looked at him and said,
那个时候有一位高级的神职人员就望住他跟他讲了。
You see, Thomas,
阿多玛你见不见到啊
?Now the church can no longer say what Peter said in Acts chapter 3.
现在教会就不可以再好像当年彼得在使徒行传第三章这样讲了。
Silver and gold have I none.
彼得嗰时话金银我都冇。
At that point, St. Thomas Aquinas looked at the cardinal and said,
咁呢个时候，阿多马阿圭那呢就望住嗰个红衣主教就讲啦。
Neither can we say but that the name of Jesus rise up and walk.
自闭就系我哋都唔能够讲话，我奉耶稣基督嘅名叫你起嚟行走。
It comes as no surprise to most of us.
其实这个故事对我们大部分的人来讲一点都不稀奇。
That one of the greatest hindrances to the power of God working among his children.
原来那个拦了上帝的大能在他儿女身上作工的是什么呢
?Is the silver and the gold.
就是金和银。
What do I mean by this?
我这样讲是什么意思呢
That our human resources and our blessings
就是人类的资源和福气
often gets in the way of experiencing the power of God.
经常成为我们经历上帝的大能的拦阻
That our trust in material possessions often hinders our fully trusting in God.
我们对物质财产的依赖往往妨碍我们全心全意地信靠上帝。
Our preoccupation with what we have and what we want to have is constantly crowding out God's power of our lives.
我们拼命追求拥有物质和满足心里面的欲望，以至于上帝在我们生命里面的能力，我们将它排斥了。
Our focus on our likes and dislikes
我们很在意自己所喜欢的和自己所不喜欢的
keeps the hand of God from doing what he wants to do in the midst of his children
以至于拦阻了上帝的手在他儿女中间行他的旨意
even those who want miracles in their lives
甚至那些希望在生命里面经历神迹的人
even those who want to see God's supernatural intervention in their lives.
甚至嗰啲盼望喺佢哋生命里面见到上帝超凡作为嘅人。
Are often asking for those things for selfish and self-serving reasons.
我哋发现佢哋却经常为到一啲自私自利嘅理由去祈求上帝。
They may pay lip service to giving God the glory.
佢哋识得攞个嘴嚟赞美上帝，识得攞个嘴嚟歌颂上帝嘅荣耀。
But often what we ask for is what we want.
但系佢想要嘅嘢只系为咗自己要嘅嘢去祈祷。
And not what God wants.
而唔系按照上帝嘅旨意嚟祈祷。
In Acts chapter 3,
我哋睇下圣经嘅使徒行传嘅第三章。
The Bible spells out clearly the true understanding of miracles, signs, and wonders.
圣经好清楚咁样讲明神迹奇事嘅真正意义。
In Acts chapter 3, it tells us unequivocally that God's supernatural interventions are not for show.
使徒行传第三章一啲都唔含糊咁样话俾我哋听，神迹奇事唔系为咗晒命，唔系为咗表演炫耀。
Acts chapter 3 tells us that God's supernatural interventions are only for serving God's ultimate purpose.
圣经嘅使徒行传第三章话俾我哋听，所有嘅神迹奇事都系为咗成就上帝嘅旨意。
What is God's ultimate purpose?
你问究竟上帝最终嘅目的系乜嘢呢？
The salvation of the soul.
就系人人悔改得蒙拯救。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Acts chapter 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开《使徒行传》的第三章，《圣经》《使徒行传》新约《使徒行传》第三章，我们一起来读第一到十节，《使徒行传》第三章一到十节。在下午三点钟祈祷的时候，彼得和约翰一起去圣殿那里。有一个人一出世已经是瘸腿了，他每一日被人抬来放在圣殿的其中一个门口，那个门叫做美门，要求进圣殿的人可以给点钱他周济一下他。彼得和约翰就定睛望着他，彼得说你望着我们，那个人就留意去看着他们，希望拿到些东西，可能是钱。彼得就说金银我都冇啊，但系我将我所有嘅俾你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督嘅名字叫你起嚟行走。于是就拉住佢只右手扶佢起嚟，佢嘅脚同埋佢嘅脚骨即刻健壮咗，就跳起嚟企喺度，又识行，同佢一齐走进圣殿，一齐行一路跳住舞去赞美上帝。百姓都见到他行走赞美上帝，认得他就是经常都坐在圣殿的美门口那里要求周济的那一个乞衣。于是他就因为这个乞衣所遇到的事，就满心稀奇和惊讶了。
There are two basic things here that we will notice in this chapter.
我想告诉你，在《使徒行传》第三章里面，有两项基本的原则，请你留意的。
First,
第一样嘢，
You will notice that this is the first miracle performed by the apostles.
你会注意到这个是使徒所行的第一件神迹。
Secondly,
第二样嘢，
You will hear the second sermon preached by Peter.
你之后会听到彼得所讲的第二篇道。
His first sermon was on the day of Pentecost.
彼得的第一篇道是记载在圣灵降临节那时，他讲的道是使徒行传比较前少少的地方。
What was this first miracle?
那究竟这个第一个奇迹是什么呢？
Peter and John, who have been close friends,
彼得和约翰是亲密的好朋友。
Peter and John, who were business partners,
彼得和约翰是他们打鱼事业上面的伙伴。
Peter and John, who together with James made up Jesus' inner circle.
彼得同埋约翰再加上雅各系最接近耶稣嘅小圈子。
Peter and John, whom Jesus entrusted with preparation for the Passover meal.
彼得同埋约翰只有佢哋系被耶稣去委托预备逾越节嘅晚餐。
Peter and John, who alone followed Jesus to the high priest's house after his arrest.
只有彼得同埋约翰喺耶稣被捕之后，仲一齐去跟到去大祭司嘅屋企里面。
Peter and John, who were the first disciples to visit the empty tomb.
彼得同埋约翰系最早跑去空坟墓里面嘅。
Here we see them traveling and ministering together.
喺呢度，我哋见到佢哋同行同工。
It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
呢个时候大概系下午嘅三点钟。
The Jews prayed 3 times a day.
犹太人通常每日祈祷三次。
The morning, at noon, and in the evening.
朝早、正午同埋夜晚。
And Peter and John were walking on the evening prayer time.
彼得同埋约翰就系喺晚祷嘅时间行到嗰度。
When the crowd would be at its peak.
嗰个时候亦都系应该最逼人嘅时候。
They were confronted by human helplessness.
佢喺嗰个时候遇到一个人类非常无助嘅境况。
They saw this man sitting in front of the beautiful gate on the side of the temple.
佢哋见到呢个人坐喺圣殿旁边叫做美门嘅门口。
And this man was at the peak of his human hopelessness.
呢个人正处喺人生最无助嘅地步。
As a physician, Dr. Luke was interested in this man's congenital condition.
作为医生，路加系非常之关注呢个人生嚟就残缺嘅身体状况。
In Acts 3:2,
喺使徒行传第三章第二节里面
，It tells us that this man was born crippled.
佢话俾我哋听，有一个人出生呢就系瘸腿噶啦。
In Acts 4:22,
喺使徒行传第四章二十二节
，They tell us that he was in this condition for 40 years。
佢话俾我哋听，有一个人就系呢个人啦，佢已经瘸腿瘸咗四十年啦。
This man was so severely crippled that others had to carry him everywhere。
这个人的脚跛得很严重的，他一定要人抬他，他才能够移动的。
And all that this man was hoping for was just barely physical survival.
他所有的盼望只不过是继续存活下去。
All that this man was hoping for,
这个人所能够期望的,
was begging for whatever he could get to merely exist.
就是乞讨其他人的施舍，让他足以为生。
But my listening friend, please listen carefully.
但是亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我去讲。
This is a picture of each one of us.
其实这个正正就是我们每一个人的写照。
We were all born with a crippling disease called sin.
我们每一个人生来都有残缺，而这个残缺就是我们的罪。
We were all born with eternal hopelessness written all over us.
我们生来就是在永恒里面毫无盼望的人。
Whether we are born in a mansion or in a hut,
我们无论生在一间很豪华的大屋，定是一个很贫困的茅草屋里面。
Whether we are born rich or poor,
我们家有钱又好，没钱又好。
We were all born in sin and with sin,
但是我们生出来就有罪性，亦都是生在罪中的。
We were all born heading for eternal destruction.
我们一出世就是跑去一条永远灭亡的道路。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than enslavement to sin,
我们整个人生除了被罪奴役之外，都不知道有什么路好行。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than merely existing,
你会不会想过我们整个人生除了紧紧去求生存之外，都不知道有什么路好行。
Throughout our lives, when you know other way of living other than Satan and sin,
我们整个人生除了撒旦和罪恶之道之外，还有没有路好行呢？
Satan and sin carried us around and pulled us about wherever they wanted us to go.
我哋发现我哋随时随地被撒旦同埋罪恶所操控所牵引。
Throughout our lives, we were living at the door of pain and guilt and discontentment.
我哋一生都喺罪恶、痛苦嗰种罪疚同埋唔满足嘅大门前面徘徊。
Throughout our lives, we looked for hope here and there and everywhere.
我哋一生四处飘荡，寻求盼望。
Throughout our lives, we went from one refuge to another.
我哋一生好似由一个难民营走到另一个难民营里面。
Hoping that would ease the power of guilt and sin.
希望咁样可以减轻罪疚同埋罪恶嘅压力。
We were in a hopeless condition.
我哋根本就冇盼望。
But thank God many of us have moved from our hopeless condition.
但是感谢上帝，有好多人脱离了绝望的处境。
We moved to experiencing the heavenly power.
我们搬到去属天能力的经历里面。
Because Jesus sent us his word of power.
因为耶稣赐给我们他能力的话语。
He sent his word of forgiveness.
他赐给我们赦罪的话语。
He sent his word of salvation.
他赐给我们救恩的话语。
He sent his word of healing.
他赐给我们医治的话语。
Jesus used someone to stretch out his or her hand and lifted you up from the begging condition of sin.
耶稣借着某一个人伸出他的手，将我们从罪恶乞讨的境况里面救出来。
Jesus used someone to stretch out his or her hand and pull us off your crippled condition of sin.
耶稣借着某一个人伸出他的手，将我们从罪恶的残缺里头救拔出来。
Jesus sent someone to stretch out his or her hand to rescue you from the gutter of hopelessness and guilt.
耶稣差派某一个人伸出他的手，将我们从罪疚和绝望的污水渠里面救出来。
It is our deepest longing.
其实这个就是我们最深的渴望。
That the Lord Jesus Christ would use us to stretch our hand to you.
我们希望上帝能够用我们向你伸出我们的手。
Every one of you who are still in your crippled sin condition.
就是去帮助每一个现在仍然处在罪恶那种的残疾的情况里面的每一位。
It is God's design that we would bring you a word of hope today.
上帝今日其实是要我们去带出盼望的信息给你，这个是上帝的计划。
It is our deepest prayer that you will accept that stretched hand.
这个我们的祷告就是希望你愿意去接受我们伸出的双手。
And be delivered from the destiny of eternal destruction.
让你从奔向永恒灭亡的道路，你可以得以脱离，可以走返出来。
Peter said to the man,
彼得在这里跟那个的残疾的人说，
Silver and gold have I none.
金银我都没有。
But at the name of Jesus, rise up and go.
但是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
When you do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候，
It means that you are acting consistently with the will of Jesus Christ.
表示你的行动是完全符合耶稣基督的旨意。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候，
is to do something that Jesus Christ himself would do.
表示你所做的就是耶稣基督所要做的事。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候，
is to do something in Jesus' authority.
表示你是透过耶稣基督的权柄所做的。
To do something in Jesus' name,
当你奉耶稣基督的名做事的时候，
is to do something with Jesus' delegated power,
表示你是受耶稣的委派，用他的能力来行事。
So Peter commands the beggar to get up.
所以彼得他就命令那个乞衣起身。
And he did get up.
跟住个乞衣真系企起身。
For we see thirdly the healing's evidence.
第三样嘢，我哋见到医治嘅证据。
This man's joy and excitement knew no bound.
呢个人有禁唔住嘅喜乐同埋兴奋。
He was not merely walking.
你见到佢唔单止起身去行啊。
That was not enough for him.
唔够啊，嗰个时候嘅喜乐。
He was jumping.
他要跳起身去表达他的欢欣。
He was leaping.
那种叫做雀跃啊。
He was like a child with a new toy.
他就好像拿到一件新玩具的小朋友一样。
The shackles have been broken.
他的锁链已经断开了。
The crippling is no more.
他的残缺已经没晒了。
The chains that held him to the ground were torn asunder.
他被拘禁的时候，那条地上面那种锁链已经完全被扯断了。
My listening friend, I want to tell you something of uttermost importance as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束今天的信息的时候，让我告诉你一件重要的事。
If you have never experienced victory over sin,
如果你从来都没胜过罪恶，
If you have never experienced victory over addiction,
如果你从来都没有那种胜过毒瘾那种恶癖的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your love of money,
如果你从来都没有胜过贪财的经历，
If you have never experienced victory over your false guilt,
如果你从来都没有胜过虚伪罪疚感的经历，
Then you are in one of two conditions.
咁样你只能够喺两种嘅处境里面。
Either you have never experienced the liberating salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
一系你就从来冇经历过耶稣基督所赐嘅解放同埋救恩。
Or you are living in willful disobedience.
一系你就执意要过叛逆上帝嘅生活。
But the good news is.
但系今日我要话一个好消息俾你听。
Today you can be set free.
今日你就能够得着自由。
Ask the Lord Jesus Christ.
希望你向耶稣基督恳求。
He will set you free.
他就能够让你得着自由。
And then write to us and tell us about it.
亦都请你写信来到同我们分享你那种得着自由的那个的决定。如果你想写信给我们的话，请你写信来到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼，是大小的大，有没有的有。你亦都可以写电邮给我们，我们的电邮是 liangyou 亮友 @liangyou.net， 甚至你可以去到我们亮友电台的网站，就是www.liangyou.net， 来到我们天路导向的留言版跟我们好好分享的。而现在我们想送上一首歌俾你，叫做《望向天，望见光》。呢首歌系讲到我哋要揾到我哋嘅真光。呢、这个嘅作家系一个失明嘅作家，我相信呢个同嗰个跛咗嘅人想行走嘅盼望系一样嘅。佢想见到真光，盲嘅人想见到真光，跛嘅人想行走，而呢样嘢就系耶稣基督能够为你做到嘅嘢。
Thank you.
刚刚送上给大家的是由香港浸会大学基督徒诗班唱出的《望向天，望见光》。记住，上帝的恩典永永远远都是超过我们的所求所想。上帝的恩典是远超我们的想象。昔日在美门的那个的乞衣，那个的瘸腿的人，他因为奉耶稣基督的名就得着医治。今日我们有很多的人是仍然活在困苦落魄里面，我们有很多的伤痛，无论身体的残缺，心灵的残缺。记住，奉耶稣基督的名，你就能够得着医治。希望你记住，耶稣基督就是那位最伟大的医生，他就是医治人的上帝。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，希望你的问题，你的困难得着医治，得着了解。上帝爱你，再会。